Even though the Movement Control Order (MCO) is still ongoing, the Ministry of Health has advised all parents to ensure that their children have received the important vaccinations to avoid other illnesses. According to Barita Harian, babies and children who have appointments to receive immunization injection or any vaccines are required to continue their scheduled appointment to avoid the possibility of contracting other illnesses. In the Health Ministry's Facebook live stream earlier today, the 9th of April, experts have come together to shed more light on this issue. Both of the injections are very important even though we're in the middle of MCO. So, parents should bring their children to get the necessary jabs, said Dr. Tuti Aridzin Erdawati Mosanon, Deputy Director from the Development of Family Health Division, Ministry of Health, KKM. Dr. Tuti worries that if the vaccines or immunization is given past the scheduled date, the jabs may not be as effective to the babies and children. Hence, she pointed out the necessity of the jab even in the midst of MCO. Apart from vaccinations and immunizations, another important treatment that is ongoing throughout the MCO is the treatment for mothers who are on contraceptive pills. Nurses also pay visits to check on mothers who have just given birth in order to ensure both the mother and child are healthy in post-pregnancy, said Dr. Tuti. If there is anyone who's classified as patient under investigation, PUI, for COVID-19 and they are receiving visits from nurses, they are required to inform beforehand so that the nurse can make necessary preparations, reported Barita Harian. Another fellow doctor, Dr. Zamzarina Ahmad, a specialist in Kuramat's health clinic, stated that if there are any mothers who have appointments in a different district or state, they can contact the nearest health clinic to change the appointment date and location. In the clinic, we have prepared hand sanitizers and we prioritize social distancing. If a mother came with her husband, only she would be allowed to enter for consultation. This is to avoid crowding, said Dr. Zamzarina. Dr. Zamzarina further explained that mothers who come to the clinic with their children do not have to worry of COVID-19 infections because the COVID-19 counter is located far away from the respective part of the clinic. What do you think of this article? Share your thoughts down below. Also read, take note, PDRM will close these 5 roads in Petaling Jaya on the 10th of April. You have reached the end of this story.